Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Joining us now is emergency veterinarian and medical director, Dr. Lori Ross. Hi, Dr. Ross.
Hello, Wendy. How are you?
I'm good. I have a dog, Kona, and Andy has a dog, Otis. And, you know, we have to worry about our pets when we have cookouts. The big thing I'm bringing up right now is fireworks and loud noises. This bothers a lot of dogs, doesn't it?
It does, actually, yeah. And we know that the holiday is coming, so my advice is plan ahead. If you know that your pet is going to be scared by fireworks or loud noises, contact your veterinarian, try and get some medications, put them in a nice, quiet environment, someplace relaxing for them.
Sometimes turning music on in your house can help drown it out. That's what we do.
Absolutely. Turn on WGN.
Exactly. All right. So outdoor safety, there's going to be people barbecuing and maybe dropping food. What do we have to worry about with our dogs or other pets that might be outside?
Yeah, so we all know that dogs like to snack, so we have to be careful of the grapes off the fruit plate, any meats that are fatty, hot food can cause burns, and actually trying to get into the garbage. Like, we don't think, oh, we're going to have this garbage can off to the side. Well, that's interesting to them. They're going to get into it.
What about, I have, Kona is all black and he just lays on the patio and soaks in the sun and it's all soaking in. He feels so hot when I touch him. Shouldn't he be in the shade? Although can he figure out himself that if he's hot, he's going to go in the shade? What do I have to do?
Our pets always don't know that they're getting too warm, especially right now. Our weather has been a little bit strange. Today's in the 60s. Monday's going to be 82. They don't have time to acclimatize to that change in weather, so they're not going to know. So we need to look for if they're panting excessively, if they don't want to get up, if they are going on a walk and they actually stop or collapse, that's an emergency. You need to get to your emergency veterinarian right away.
You know, we do not have a fire pit, but I know a lot of people that do. What about safety of pets around a fire pit? Obviously, you know, keep them away. Anything else we need to know?
Oh, well, yeah, keep them away. Know that if you think the fire is out and that it's cool, that underneath those coals can be hot. I have seen dogs walk through it not knowing. Keeping them on a leash, making sure where you're going is as safe as your place, because you don't know if they have pet-proofed their environment as well as you would.
Okay, you said on a leash, Dr. Ross, and I have to throw this out here because there are a lot of people in our neighborhood, and I've seen them in the city. They have trained their dogs perfectly, and their dog listens to them. But their dog is not on a leash, and I find that to be not good. What are your thoughts on that?
I would agree. Yes, your dog may be trained perfectly, but they get distracted just as we do. And if they see a squirrel or something like that, they're going to bolt. Also, your dog may be trained, but what about the other dogs that are around? And if you can't control your dog and another dog comes at your dog, that could end up in dog fights, which we actually see a lot over the holiday weekends.
And what are some of the injuries and things that you see over the holiday weekend being an emergency veterinarian?
Yeah, at emergency veterinary care centers, we can get really busy over the holiday weekend. We see the vomiting, the diarrhea from getting into the foods they shouldn't. We see the dog fights. We do see heat stroke. We need to make sure, again, that you know where to go if something like this happens. They can be really busy at the ER. Just know that we do triage. So if your pet is critical, it's going to get seen first.
And, you know, I just want to throw a warning out there, too. If you can have marijuana in Illinois, if you have edibles, keep them away from your dog. Good advice?
Absolutely. We do see this quite frequently, even in our Indiana clinics, because Illinois, Michigan, both legal. So, again, they're very tempting. They are sweet. They smell good to these pets. And it does not take much to cause a toxicity in our dogs.
And if that does happen, on the way to the emergency vet, put on some Grateful Dead music. Does that sound like a plan?
I agree.
All right. Well, you have a safe Memorial Day weekend. And honestly, I hope you're not busy over the Memorial Day weekend.
Well, I appreciate that. You and Kona have a safe weekend, Wendy.